This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Today we note the 30th anniversary of the Jonestown mass suicide. That's the voices of the people from Jonestown, a choir brought together by a charismatic preacher named Jim Jones, the founder of the People's Temple. Here he is at a healing ceremony on a tape collected by the FBI.
Little things to build your faith because it's important now. We're dealing with some serious matters.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Jones convinced hundreds to help build his socialist paradise in rural Guyana, preaching that healing, racial equality, and predicting the end of the world. Listen very carefully to this tape he secretly recorded of a devoted member.
I've been here 1 year and 9 months, and I never felt better in my life, not in San Francisco, but until I came to Jonestown. I've enjoyed this life. I've had a beautiful life. And I don't see nothing for us to be crying about. We should be happy. At least I am. That's how it's going to be safe.
Jonestown was isolated, and the people who joined left behind a trail of concerned family members. It all began to unravel 30 years ago when California Congressman Leo Ryan showed up to investigate alleged human rights abuses.
I'm very glad to be here. This is a congressional inquiry, and I think that all of you know that I'm here to find out more about questions that have been raised about your operation here.
Members had sold their belongings, given their savings to the church, and severed family ties. Though the congressman was set to leave, describing the community in, quote, basically good terms, it was the beginning of the end of Jonestown.
The Air Force C-141 transport arrived at Andrews Air Force Base shortly after 9 o'clock, bearing 6 patients. Among them,
as Congressman Ryan, his staff, journalists, and 15 defecting members of the People's Temple tried to leave, Jones's security team, the Red Brigade, shot Ryan and 4 others dead on the tarmac. Jim Jones considered it the end of the struggle, fearing his congregation, including children, would be tortured by hostile forces in retaliation.
It's all over, all over. What a legacy, what a legacy. But the Red Brigade's the only ones that ever made any sense anyway. They invaded our privacy, they came into our home, they followed us 6,000 miles away. The Red Brigade showed them justice. The congressman's dead.
Moments later, Jones pulled out vats of Flavor Aid, not Kool-Aid as the urban legend goes, containing Valium, cyanide, and more, a deadly cocktail, and he urged members to commit revolutionary suicide, protesting what he called an inhumane world. Among the group, there was a dissenter. Listen as Christine Miller protests.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But, I look at our babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree.
You know?
But also they deserve, what's more, they deserve peace.
Authorities found the bodies of more than 900 adults and children on November 18, 1978. Jim Jones and Christine Miller among them. It was and still is the largest mass suicide in American history.